Kamuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about another grace period of 6 months extended to Zimbabwe exemption permit holders by the South African Home Affairs Department. The December 31st deadline was moved to June 30th, 2023 at the request of the team adjudicating the applications of those trying to legalize their stay in that country. But the move is being challenged by the opposition Patriotic Alliance Party and Operation Dudula. We have both said they are heading to court to stop the extension of the permits. The challenge comes at a time when several organizations, including the Helen Suzman Foundation, have also gone to court to stop the termination of the permits that expired on December 31st, 2021, but the South African government gave holders a one-year grace period. To date, only 8,000 Zimbabweans have applied to have their visas regularized out of about 180,000 permit holders. Organizations representing Zimbabweans are not sure whether the extension will change anything since the conditions have not changed. Ongo, nokwazai vateveri vechirongwa nevateveri nasi uri musi wechitatu, Gunyana 9, 2022. Nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum tiri kukurukura nezvedanho rakatorwa nebazi rezvemukati menyika muSouth Africa rekuwedzera nemwedzi mitanhatu kuwedzera kwavakaita uku kuri kwekuwedzera nguva yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro aya anonzi maZimbabwe Exemption Permits zviri munyika yeSouth Africa zvinge zvichiwana nguva yekugadzirisa magwaro iwaya. Magwaro aya akapera kushanda muna zvita 2021, asi vakawedzera negore rimwe chete kusvika December 2022, zvinove zvazowedzerwa zvakare nemwedzi mitanhatu kusvika gore rinouya muna chikumi, iri nguva yekuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachigadzirisa magariro avo. Asi danho iri riri kupikiswa nebato rinopikisa muSouth Africa, riri bato rePatriotic Alliance pamwe nerimwe sangano riri kurwira kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze kwenyika muSouth Africa zvinge zvichidzingwa munyika iyi reOperation Dudula. Avo vatizivisa kuti vari kuenda kumatare edzimhosva vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa iri. Chasara ndechekuona kuti zvinoshanda here. And now we start our show with a report from VOA Studio 7's Davison Mudzingwa, who says Zimbabweans living in South Africa under the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit says they are still worried about the extended deadline for them to return home, as most of them do not qualify for the special skills category outlined by Pretoria.
Deliverance Zambuko is one of the many Zimbabweans unsure about their future in South Africa. With two children attending school in the country, she says the decision by South African authorities is not good for her children.
Where am I going to start with kids? Like my children started school here. I have a grade 9 child. I mean, my oldest, I came here when he was 1 year, 8 months. So, it's been very stressful.
According to the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, at least 300,000 school children will be affected as their parents would be forced to return to Zimbabwe. Precious Mtandwa has lived in South Africa for 16 years. She works in Johannesburg's Randburg area and does not qualify for alternative visa under the critical skills category. She too is a child attending school in South Africa. She says starting a new life in Zimbabwe will be tough.
The life of my child will be also a mess. To go and start again at home, we have to start afresh as if I'm giving birth to him. The birth certificates, all those stuff, it will be a terrible mess for my child's life.
Vusimuzi Sibanda is the executive chairman of the African Diaspora Forum, an organization that represents foreign nationals in South Africa. He says Pretoria's position is a violation of human rights.
There is serious human rights law that has been violated, and the mere fact that the 178,000 people have been living in South Africa since 2009, and then to say that the same people are now upsetting the South African economy, that reasoning is faulty on its own. This is not like a new influx. If you look at the employment statistics, they did not change from 2009 when these people were already, you know, in the country.
While some Zimbabweans are preparing to return home due to an uncertain future, for Zambuko, this is not a prospect he's considering.
Back home, things are not good. Things are very bad. I think for those who are there, it's better, but for us, we've been here for a long time, like since 2008, it's a very long time. Our life is here.
Precious Mutandwa says Pretoria should give her and other Zimbabweans permanent residence because they've been in South Africa for many years.
The only thing I'm begging for the South African government is to renew our permits or to give us permanent residence as we have the years to be capable of being permanent residents.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, said his government will not back down from the new deadline extension.
Well, I'm sure you see our media statement. We clearly said there will never be any other extension. If anybody doesn't want to take advantage of this extension after June, then that is the end of the whole exemption period.
The Helen Suzman Foundation and the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation are challenging in courts the decision to discontinue the permits. The Home Affairs Ministry is opposing the application. But Sibanda is optimistic that the applicants will win.
The reason why the law, for example, says a person that has resided for 5 years can apply for permanent residence is that a person who stays in a country for about 5 years is generally regarded to have, you know, acquired the status of being permanent in that country and to have broken ties with the country where they ordinarily, you know, come from.
Many Zimbabweans say they fear returning home because they will be exposed to persecution. Some say they were asylum seekers before they became permit holders, and sending them back to Zimbabwe will be a violation of South African law. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, South Africa, I'm Jason Mzingwa.
Thank you so much, Jefferson, for your reporting on the plight of Zimbabweans in South Africa. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined by a legal expert based in South Africa, Mr. Velempini Vip Tutani Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to our show.
Evening. Thank you to you and your listeners.
Yes, welcome. And my first question to you is, what's your take on this gesture by the South African government by extending the Zimbabwe exemption permits grace period to facilitate the transition from this ZEP visa facility to other visas for Zimbabweans?
Well, if the extension by 6 months is welcome, and we thank the minister for extending the grace period by 6 months, I think the minister was forced by the prospect of losing in court, because the people who took the minister in court were going to argue that they have not been given enough time. 1 year is not enough time for all the people to apply for all the permits that are there. and they saw that only when you extended, only about 6,000 had applied for the permit. So the minister was trying maybe to preempt the court action that is already pending, which is going to be heard in October this year. So, yeah, the minister, well, what he did is a good move, but it's not enough, and it's not does not make sense, because if he's extending to June, as an example, I've got a child who's in grade 11 now. That child is going to be in grade 12, and they are supposed to leave in June before they finish the year. How does that make sense? So, yeah, it's welcome, but it's not enough. Maybe you should have extended by a year.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. I want to welcome another guest who has joined our show, Mrs. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Magadi Amai Zimbudzana Chambara.
Ndinofara Magadi Wajonga.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu. Tinotenda zvikuru nekuwana nguva yekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mungatiudzawo kuti sesangano mungatambirawo sei danho iroro rakaitwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa rekuwedzera nguva yekuti vana veZimbabwe vane magwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permits vange vachigadziridza ugaro hwavo nguva yemwedzi mitanhatu iyi.
Zvakaitwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa izvi tinozvipembera, tinozvikudza zvikuru, asi tinotiwo zvedai vakanga vati nguva yacho irede. Pane kuti iite 6 months, iite kana gore kana makore mairi, nekuti iye zvino vari kutaura kuti pakaita zviuru zvisere bedzi zvakakwanisa kuapply, ende pazviuru zvisere ipapo vazhinji vacho havana kuwana mhinduro dzinofadza, vazhinji vacho vakarambirwa. Zvichireva izvo kuti minista anoreva here kuti tikawedzera mwedzi mitanhatu iyo yaakawedzera neimwe mwedzi mitatu iyi, toti mwedzi mipfumbamwe, vanhu vese mazana rezviuru, tingangoti mazana mairi ezviuru, vanenge vakwanisa here kuzoita maapplications acho? Saka ipapo ndo pane mubvunzo mukuru wekuti haationi zvichikwanisika. Ndinoona isu samaonerai tinongoona kunge minista vakangotenga nguva bedzi. Nguva yacho hatizivi kuti vaitengerei, asi vakatenga nguva homba.
Ipapo mamai Zimbudzana Chambara, ndokukumbirai kuti mungodzokorora nerurimi rwechirungu. May you repeat what you said on my question to you, because you are explaining something that is very important. You are saying the 6 months extension is not enough. May you explain that in English?
What I mean is that the minister expects them. As of now, the minister had said that 8,000 applications had been received by the Department of Home Affairs. That means there is 170,000 applicants who have not submitted their applications. And therefore, the minister presumes or assumes that there is 170,000 persons who then put in their applications within the remaining 9 months. And to us, or probably 7 months, actually, or 8 months. And to us, the time frame is not adequate, because in the previous, from January up to now, only 8,000 persons have managed to apply. And of those 8,000 persons, the majority of them have been turned down. Their applications have been turned down. So we believe that the minister actually was just buying time. Time for what, we don't know. But eventually we hope that it will be clear as to why the minister put himself an extra 6 month period. Because if the sentiment from the Department of Home Affairs was sincere enough, the minister then should have availed more time, at least a year. But in our view, that should have been at least 2 years, so that then within the 2 years, people are then given a chance to either prepare to leave or put their papers in order so that they can join the mainstream visa system as required by the department.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Ndlovu, you heard what Mr. Zimbudzana Chambara just said, that the 6 months grace period is not enough. What's your response to that?
I actually agree, and I've said it before, that the 6 months is not, no, it's just that it's not only enough, but it's also The minister is cutting and saying by June people should have applied. So most people who are on these ZTP permits have got children in school. And you all know that the educational system in South Africa and the one in Zim is not the same. So you cannot have a child leaving grade 12 to go and do Form 6 there in Zim. So if the minister is saying the permits are supposed to expire in June, what is he saying? Is he saying the children should leave school mid-year? So the minister should maybe have extended right up to December, because it's not going to be enough. Like this thing of saying only 8,000 people have applied up to till now, I agree with that. It's not going to be possible for 170,000. And we should look at things, why people are not applying. The reason why people are not applying is most of them cannot even meet the requirements. Mm-hmm. And some of them don't even know how to use the VFS website.
Thank you.
Because the VFS website is not user-friendly.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. I want you in 30 seconds to explain what you just said in East Ndebele. 30 seconds before I say goodbye to you.
Yeah, in the bank issue, which is the minister, which is the 6, which is i-grace period izophela ngo-June. Kodwa into esingayijabuleli ukuthi isikhathi lesi asikho enough, ngoba uma ku-apply abantu abawu-8,000 so far, akuzukukwenelise ukuthi abawu-170,000 bebesebe-aplayile kusiyaphela leyo 6 months. So kumele bazame ukuthi bengeze isikhathi, maybe basinikeze unyaka omunye or iminyaka emibili ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi baqoqe kahle impilo zabo, ngoba masohlala ezweni for iminyaka ewu-12 akuzukuba lula nje ukuthi uvele uthathe imithwalo yakho yonke uhambe ngonyaka owodwa nge-7 months lesi esizisele.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Thank you and good night. And Mr. Zimbudzana Chambara, we have heard that the Patriotic Alliance Party and Operation Dudula are going to challenge this in the courts. Do you see this making the South African government change its position, or you see these two challengers succeeding in court?
Well, about succeeding in court, we are not sure, because from what I have read, they are going to petition the Constitutional Court directly. And I don't know on what basis. Should they, because when you petition the Constitutional Court directly, you are saying to the Constitutional Court, there is a constitutional matter that has been breached, so I would want you to offer remedies. So I don't know what constitutional matter has been breached by the Minister of Home Affairs here in this instance. But we have to wait and see. Because some people actually do prefer to throw the word, sue you, go to court, we'll do this, but they don't. So we'll wait for them, Operation Dudula and the other party to then petition the Constitutional Court, and then we hear what the court says. But these people have got to realize that when these Zimbabweans, they came here and they got the permits, they were then offered the rights by the South African government.
Thank you.
This very same South African government cannot willy-nilly go back and take those rights arbitrarily, like they've done in this instance when the minister then arbitrarily said these permits are ending 31 December 2021, then we are giving permit holders a year to then migrate to another permit, another visa. When the minister knew very well that he had to consult a board within his ministry, that then
thank you
had
so
to
much.
Reach this decision with him.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Zimbudzana Chambara. Please do stay on the line. We are going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Daddy God, if I was out, if I was out.
Yes, for those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And we are now joined by our first caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Baba Magadiko. Hello?
Asazi phela
oh kuluma baba kuluma baba kuluma linjani
oh okay baba ukhuluma nolokhuzana nogambi nesiphansi lipani ejoshole ne
okay yes please go ahead
yebo angithi indaba isihloko esikhona ngazi noma ngiphumile esihlokweni bekukhulunywa ngokuthi kwenziwa njani ngale ndaba le sithini ngale ndaba le operation Gidila eyenza ngendaba yabantu bama-ZEP.
Yes, what's your take? Give us your position on that.
Mina izi yami ngingogandi. Izi yami nge-operation Gidila baba. Into engizokutshela yona ukuthi lokhu singakubalekeli. I-operation Gidila yi-ANC. Operation Gidila ithunyelwa yi-ANC ingakho bekwazi ukuthi lapho abahamba khona be-escortwe ngamaphoyisa ase-South Africa. Zonke lezi moto lamathola abhalwe Operation Dudula, i-Operation Dudula isithathaphi imoto zonke lezi ezisebenzisayo ngaphandle kokuthi izinikezwe i-ANC. I-ANC leyo eyiyo ecatshayo efuna ukutshaya underground, itshaya ama-foreigner isaba ukuthi amanye amazwe azoyisola. So i-ANC idudula abantu e-South Africa indirect, not direct.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where are you based in South Africa?
Me, man, you say Elokhuza, you say Eperbatlus, Ewoodmith. I'm not born in Lokhuza, I'm not born in Ohamba.
Okay.
I'm born in the same place, then I'm born. Then I'm mine. I-Operation Dudula ithi yona ayikho against abantu abadocumented. Nayi i-South African government i-extendile ilokhuza i-ZEP le. Kodwa bona bathi akufanelanga kwenziwe. So if bona bengenankinga nabantu abadocumented e-South Africa, why they contesta ngale ndaba ye-extension yama-permit?
May you please explain in English, just repeating what you said about the Operation Dudula? And where you are based and whether in your area you are also facing the same problem.
No, I'm not experiencing the same problem in my area. It's not there. But I always see it where I'm driving because me, I'm always driving everywhere in Joburg. So I see this situation. I even meet up with the police on the roadblocks. Some of the police, South African police, they asked for the documents from my side. I gave them the documents. Mm-hmm. Then when I gave them the documents, the other guy mentioned that it's only 4 months left for me to go home. I like it or I don't like it, I will go home. Remember, I'm talking about the SAPS police.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
The person from the government.
Mm. A police officer.
Yes, a police officer.
Mm-hmm. But are you going to see many Zimbabweans going back home in the event that the 6 months period expires without Zimbabweans getting those visas that are required now?
I will be clear and say to you, my brother. Remember this thing. They also created this law that the employees, they mustn't employ the people. The employers, they mustn't employ the people without papers. Né? So, which means when the period goes expire, I will be jobless. So, for me, there is no need to continue staying in South Africa. What do I going to do if I'm not working? I'd rather go and stay home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Your name again?
It's Gandhi from Lupane Jocholo.
Oh, from Lupane Jocholo. Thank you so much and good night. Yes, hello. Tinemwe mtere riere parunare. Hello, do we have another caller? Okay. While we are waiting for our callers, we are going to zokere kuna amai Zimbuzana Chambara. Amai Zimbuzana Chambara, tirikuona mashoko ataurwa nemuteerera bvakutaura mai manje anzi ukashika pa roadblock pane paine mapurisa vanobvunza magwaro ako varakidza vanobva kutaura kuti wangosarwa nemwedzi mina uri muno tingati here mamwe mapazi ehurumende haasi kuteerawo zviri kuitika izvo kuti vawedzera nemwedzi yakati nemamiriro akaita zvino
anenge achingotyisidzira chete kwangu kutyisidzira muno muka vanoburisa munhu vanoti munhu uyo haatifanira kunge achigara munomu ndevedepartment reimmigration richinge veimmigration vanobva kuhome affairs havabve kusouth african police service asizve ndo nyaya dzatinogara tichitaura dziyadza kana tichitaura nyaya dzezenophobia kuti zenophobia hakusi kubatwa nekwevanhu chete vachirohwa vachiurawa kana kutaura futi kunogona kuve zenophobic nekuti izvozvi zvimupurisa ari kutikwa kumunhu wasarwa nemwedzi mina anogoza asarwa nemwedzi mina yega sei ipo pawedzerwa imwe mwedzi kuti aramba ari muno handiti munoona saka izvozvo izvo hazviva mumapazi ese vanozviziva kuti zvaari kutaura handizvo asi vava kungoshandisa zvokutyisidzira vanhu manje vachiita mazenophobic sentences zvinova zvisina kunaka
We also heard from our previous guest Mr. Ndlovu. He mentioned something like the South African government is also trying to buy time by extending this period. If it's not you who mentioned that, do you see this as a ploy by the South African government to buy time? And after the expiry of the 6 months, what will happen? Because the same problem will remain.
It could be a ploy. It might as well be a ploy. Because the minister went about this whole issue of permits the wrong way. The regulations of the Immigration Act clearly says that when such a decision needs to be done, it has to be followed by in a proper sequence, which means the minister has to consult a board. And that board that needs to be consulted is not even constituted. It's not there. The board is not there. So the minister initially has got to constitute a board, then that board has then to be consulted, has got to sit and deliberate on this issue, and then afterwards they then advise the minister. This has not been done. Now the minister is trying to reverse the decisions that were made hastily. And I agree with the previous caller who said it's really a political, I wouldn't want to call it an ANC thing or whatever part, but if this decision was more political than an immigration decision, I'll give you a proper example. It's estimated that there are over a million Zimbabweans who are residing in South Africa presently, and we've got this 178,000 who then went out of their way to regularize their stay, and they are being punished. And in this punishment, they are then being grouped together with those who are here without any form of documentation. I think the Zimbabweans that currently hold these permits should actually be awarded for having put up their hands to say we want to be faithful to our hosts, to the South African people and the South African government, and therefore we are regularizing our stay instead of them being punished. And having said that, now every Zimbabwean, it's not just, not all Zimbabweans are under the ZTP permit regime.
Thank you
some
so much.
Critical.
Thank you so much, Mr. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We also heard from Mr. Velempini Vip Tutani Ndlovu, who is a legal advisor. And until we meet again tomorrow, this is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.